Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie and 51551 is our text number. Paddy Farrelly, you've sent us in the photographs, and it's a beautifully dressed grave, as they say. Obviously, looked after with tender, loving care in a serious way. Who vandalised it, and what was stolen, Paddy? And where is the grave?
Hello, Joe. The grave is out in Swords. In Simcolm Kill's graveyard out in Swords.
Okay.
And somebody a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago to, or a month ago, when my wife was out visiting the grave, she noticed that some of the stones was missing on it.
Okay.
So she rang me up and she told me about some of the stones. I didn't know what to think, you know. But then she was back out there again last Sunday, and all the stones are gone off, right? Off the grave.
And they're decorative stones, aren't they? They're white decorative stones. Yeah. And there'd be a lot.
Yes.
What would be the value of that amount of stone?
I think, if memory serves me right, I think they're around €500.
Yeah, something like that. And who would come and rob decorative stones? Like, they're hardly going to resell them, are they, Paddy?
I don't know. I just can't figure it out at all. I mean, who would rob anything off a grave anyway? Never mind the stones. I just can't figure it out.
And did you report it to the authorities? Has any other graves been tampered with, so to speak?
No, I phoned up St Michael, or the graveyard, the people who look after the graveyard, and I spoke to them this morning about it. And they said, no, there had never any recollection of anybody of this happening before. Nothing ever like this happened before, they said.
And I presume the Gardaí can't do anything, can they? How are they going to...
Well, if they can't catch the people that's after being up in Jemison or Guinness's, you know, they'll hardly catch anybody with the stones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Good God.
So, it's just unreal.
But those stones would have been delivered in bags, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I got the stone. I got somebody to come and do the grave up.
Well done.
I put down the stones myself.
But my point is, how would you remove them? You'd need a shovel.
You need a shovel, yes. You need a shovel. And you need a couple of bags. And you need a couple of people there, I suppose, somebody keeping a lookout, you know. It's just, I've never heard of it before, you know. And anybody I've spoken to, they never heard of it before, you know. To do that, you know, to go and rob somebody's grave like that, you know.
What would they do? Would they take them for their own garden or something?
It's hard to say, isn't it? I just can't think why anybody would take them, you know.
Okay.
More than likely to put them on another grave.
Yeah, but my final point is, to take them, Paddy, it would take you 20 minutes to shovel all the stones up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Along and grab, we've heard about flowers and ornaments being stolen and slipped into a bag or whatever. But like, you need a shovel and you need bags. But anyway, as you say, what do you say yourself? It's the lowest of the low or something. Who in their right mind, this is what you say, who in their right mind would rob a grave and that could stoop so low? Okay,
so
Paddy.
Low to do something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's Paddy Farrelly from Cabra. Francis Keane, from weddings to funerals and cemeteries. What happened, Francis?
Well, my daughter bought a beautiful ceramic container with flowers in it, and it had the Tree of Life engraved on it. And to be fair, when I saw it, I worried. I thought, that is really beautiful. However, it lasted 4 days on the grave, and it was stolen.
Okay.
Now, I went to the guy who works in the graveyard, the Dublin graveyard, and he wasn't surprised. He said, sometimes it's children steal things, he said, for other family member grave. And he mentioned a bucket where kids collect stones and bring them over. So he said to me, you should go around the graves and look, and you might find the container. I looked around, there's too many graves up there to search the whole place. I just gave up on it. But I did say to my daughter, in the future, bring up something plastic and cheap. It'll be left there.
Yeah, but some people are now saying that the stones on the grave, there's an awful lot of them that were taken, but apparently that could be the work of crows.
Yeah, It's not a new thing. It's been happening, and people have been attacked in graveyards in Dublin. So it's the stealing in graveyards. It's nothing. I was surprised, but when I saw the beautiful thing my daughter bought, it crossed my mind. It's not going to be left there, and it wasn't.
Okay.
You know, sad, as you say, the lowest of the lowest.
Well, that was Paddy said that, yeah.
Would steal from a graveyard.
Yeah. Okay, such peaceful, tranquil places. Okay, Francis Keane, thanks a million, Francis.
Right, thank you, Joe. Bye-bye.
51551 and joe@rte.ie.